The Connecticut River Conservancy this year expects to complete 9 river restoration projects in all 4 Connecticut River states. It's part of a decades-long effort by the organization to remove old dams, stabilize the stream bank, improve wildlife habitat, and protect clean water. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Andrew Fisk, Executive Director of the Conservancy.
This is our biggest restoration season yet, and I think we're really proud of the fact that we're not only restoring the ecology and helping the river, but we're putting over $2 million into the local economy. And this is really about economic restoration in these times. And we do a lot of work to raise money from state, federal, and private foundations. And we're moving that money right out the door, and it's going to local contractors and keeping these firms busy in pretty uncertain economic times. So I think it's a definite twofer. So we're removing some dams. We're rebuilding some riverbanks using trees and woody debris instead of rocks. That's a healthy way to rebuild an eroded bank. We're removing some old berms or basically a dirt wall that people have put up to keep the river out of a floodplain. And when you reconnect a floodplain, you create really great habitat and you increase flooding protection from the bigger storms and more intense storms that we're seeing. And then we're also doing a project down in Fenwick at the mouth of the river where we're helping to rebuild a coastal dune. So we got projects way north in New Hampshire and all the way down at the mouth of the river this year.
And again, this is a multi-year effort of various projects at various points along the river, correct?
Exactly. So every year we actually are constructing projects. And at the same time this year, we're in the process of designing and permitting a whole bunch more projects. So this is the end date for these 9 projects. We have over 50 other projects that are in different stages of getting ready. So you'll see every year we'll be removing dams, we'll be planting trees, we'll be repairing rivers along the banks, repairing rivers in the river. And also reconnecting floodplains. So every year you'll see work like this.
The river never stops, and neither does the work to keep it flowing, right?
That is very true. It is very true. If you think about just the number of dams that are no longer serving a purpose, there are thousands of derelict and unused dams in the watershed that are preventing migratory fish, resident fish, from doing what they need to do. And so we're slowly working along with a bunch of other partners to do it, and it's great to see slow and steady progress. But we got decades of work ahead of us.
And will people notice a difference from this work? And how will it impact the long term health of the river?
Sure. So the people that see the results of this work immediately are fishermen. So if you see it at dam removal, or when we replace a riverbank, an eroded riverbank, and we put trees in the back, literally within hours, you will see fish coming back up and moving past where that dam used to be. Every single time we see it, we put woody material along a riverbank and we plant trees, and all of a sudden you see little juvenile fish swimming amongst the woody material that we put along the bottom of that bank. And we rebuild this coastal dune system down in Fenwick. You're going to see a marsh that will be recreated in the mid-tide area, and immediately you will see little juvenile fish swimming around there. And when that dune gets rebuilt and planted with grass, you know, immediately you're going to see what was an eroded barrier spit that just looked like it had been demolished by the waves, looking like a healthy, functioning dune. So you'll see those impacts right away. And then longer term, obviously, they're going to help restore our migratory fish populations and those resident fish like brook trout.
Do you take suggestions on projects, or how do you decide what work gets done? You said you've got something like 50 that are already planned.
Yeah, so we work with local landowners, and we work with state and federal agencies. And so at this point, we've had a really active restoration program with several projects every year for probably the last 7 or 8 years. And so a couple of weeks don't go by where somebody doesn't call us and say, hey, I'm a dam owner. I want to get rid of it. Can you help me? Or a state or federal agency will refer a project to us. So they come to us, which is a real testament to the work we've put in to develop our chops, you know, to be a successful restoration organization. So they come to us. We also are out there pulling reports off the shelf and talking to experts and saying, where should we be working next? There's plenty of those plans and experts out there that are happy to tell us where to go next.